Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 1, The Government of God for the Economy of God. Tuesday, Related Verses. 1 Peter 1 verse 17, And if you call as Father, the one who without respect of persons judges according to each one's work, pass the time of your sojourning in fear. Isaiah 43 verse 7, Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created, formed, and even made for my glory. Isaiah 11 verse 2, And the Spirit of Jehovah will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of Jehovah. Psalm 86 verse 11, Teach me, O Jehovah, your way. I will walk in your truth. Make my heart single in fearing your name. Proverbs 1 verse 7, The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 10, Trust in Jehovah with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Jehovah and depart from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor Jehovah with your substance and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will burst open with new wine. Related reading. The case of Nebuchadnezzar teaches us that we need to be careful and not consider what we have achieved. The palace built by Nebuchadnezzar was vast. When he took a walk on the roof of that palace, he became proud. This should warn us that our achievement may make us proud, and this may usher in God's judgment. God's judgment upon Nebuchadnezzar reduced him to nothing. This was the reason he could say of the Lord, All the inhabitants of earth are considered as nothing, but he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And there is no one who can resist his hand or say to him, What are you doing? In 4 verse 37, concerning the Lord, Nebuchadnezzar went on to say, He is able to abase those who walk in pride. Belshazzar should have learned the lesson from Nebuchadnezzar's experience. However, he did not learn the lesson and suffered as a result. I believe that while Belshazzar and his lords were engaging in debauchery, the Median army was approaching the city. Soon after Daniel interpreted the writing, the Median army entered the city in the palace and killed Belshazzar. Thus, Daniel 5 verse 31 concludes, Darius the Mede received the kingdom at about the age of 62. That ended the Babylonian Empire. Belshazzar's situation should make a deep impression on us. We all need to see that if we have received some lesson from God, we must regard that very seriously. If we disregard any lesson, we will suffer. The first principle for man to live a proper human life is revering God. To revere God is to consider and regard Him in everything, never forgetting that He is the wonderful God who has created us. When we are about to lose our temper, we should revere God. Revering God stops us from doing evil. Revering God also causes us to be touched by the sufferings of others and to show mercy and compassion to them. Even though I was born into Christianity, before I believed in the Lord Jesus, I never revered God. But from the day I got saved, I began to revere God. In everything, I respected and regarded God. That caused a great change in my life. To revere God is to fear God. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding come from God. If we fear Him, revering Him, these will be our possession. If we seek wisdom like silver and search for her like hidden treasures, then we will understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. The fear of Jehovah is to hate evil. The fear of Jehovah prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. He who walks in his uprightness fears Jehovah, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the fear of Jehovah is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of Jehovah is a fountain of life, that one may turn aside from the snares of death. Better is a little with the fear of Jehovah than great treasure and turmoil with it. If we are rich in the fear of Jehovah, we will have peace. The fear of Jehovah is the instruction of wisdom, and humility comes before honor. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is expiated. And by the fear of Jehovah, men depart from evil. The fear of Jehovah leads to life, and he who has it will lodge in contentment. He will not be visited with evil.